When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1298, Going Against the Grain and Why It's Often Necessary, by Kara Golden of KaraGolden.com. And I'm Dan, and I'm with you every single day reading to you from these great blogs on work, entrepreneurship, and all sorts of related topics. And today I'm going to be reading to you from yet another brand new author to our show, so I'll tell you more about Kara's great list of accomplishments right after the reading. But for now, let's hear what she has to say and optimize your life. Going Against the Grain and Why It's Often Necessary, by Kara Golden of KaraGolden.com. How can you be sure? You're betting this is what consumers want. That's not what experienced industry experts would do. Doubts and doubters. I wrote a whole book about them. Because I learned over the course of my career that nothing was more rewarding than fighting off those voices, both the ones in my own head and the ones from skeptics, and finding success in the end. To succeed, you have to be willing to stand up for what you believe, even if it means you go against conventional wisdom. I turned down plenty of advice from people seasoned in the beverage world because it would have meant acting counter to the brand I wanted to build and the company I wanted to lead. When I insisted on Hint being bottled without preservatives, experts told me that I'd never be able to extend the product's shelf life and distribute it nationwide. It's just not possible, I was told. Those were the facts that the experts knew at the time, and I recognized how their experience put blinders on them to see what was possible, to be able to innovate how a product was made, or have any reason to. Eventually, we were the ones who found a way to innovate the bottling procedure without using preservatives. Listening to the seasoned vets wouldn't have allowed us to think differently and innovate as we did. It took some tinkering. It took some time. But eventually, our persistence paid off. Many times, the advice I've received has come from people who were well-intended. Friends who were worried for me when I left the tech industry expressed their concerns because they didn't see the purpose and meaning that I envisioned. The fact that these people I loved and trusted doubted my why made it all the harder to quell the doubts in my mind. Ultimately, I knew I needed to keep pushing further on my pursuit. I hoped that Hint could help people get healthier. I believed that a powerful upside outweighed the risk of failure. And even if I couldn't turn Hint into a thriving business, I believed that I could walk away with skills and knowledge that I might never have gained otherwise. And for me, that would constitute my purpose for continuing. Going against the grain builds grit and determination, even in quote-unquote failure. Going against the grain requires creativity to think of solutions to problems that haven't been considered. Going against the grain exercises muscles you probably didn't know you have, and stretches you to learn key lessons through lived experience, the best way to learn. I knew from having grown up the youngest of five kids that my own observations and experiences were critical to my learning. When your gut tells you to go against the grain, even if it means rejecting seemingly expert advice, you're probably doing the right thing. I spoke to Arlen Hamilton, founder of Backstage Capital. She pointed to one characteristic that has driven her success in fields that she entered with relatively little experience. She said, quote, "I just knew that I had something that other people didn't have, which was a certain vision and the willingness to just go all in," end quote. The willingness to go all in, so key. When that passion and curiosity take you further than any textbook or expert advice, while you stop at nothing to solve the problems in front of you. Esther Wojcicki is a trailblazing teacher, writer, and entrepreneur who spent decades in Silicon Valley pioneering in the field of education. But that wasn't her first calling. She recounted to me her early forays into journalism back in the early 60s, when editors only offered her staff positions writing for the women's section of the newspaper. "Can you believe that?" she said, still irked by the experience decades later. So what did she do? She wrote the stories she wanted to write and sold them as a freelancer. And she started teaching journalism to high schoolers, cultivating a new generation of reporters and writers who, along with her, would go against the grain and reshape an industry with outdated ideas and antiquated power structures. You figure out how to move forward. That's the real value we bring when we challenge ideas and traditional ways of doing things. we clear out some of the received wisdom that's been passed down from generation to generation without question. We swipe away the cobwebs that obscure new ways of thinking. That's how we evolve. That's how we innovate. Through trial and error, learning from our mistakes and oversights. One of my all-time personal heroes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is famously quoted as saying, "Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time." Be part of that first step. Stand up for what you believe in. Find a way to do what you believe is possible. Be the change you want to see in your world. While it can be a lonely road at times, it can also be a gratifying path to take, and a rewarding one, too. You just listened to the post titled, "Going Against the Grain and Why It's Often Necessary," by Kara Golden of KaraGolden.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks a lot to Kara for letting us share her work with us. And a bit more about her. Entrepreneur Kara Golden is founder and CEO of Hint Incorporated, the San Francisco-based company which produces the leading unsweetened flavored water. Hint also recently launched a sunscreen spray that is oxybenzone and paraben-free and scented with Hint fruit essence. Golden has been named among Fortune's most powerful women entrepreneurs and Forbes 40 Women to Watch Over 40. The Huffington Post listed her as one of six disruptors in business, alongside Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg. Further accolades include being among EY's Entrepreneur of the Year 2017 Northern California honorees, as well as SF Business Times Most Influential Woman, EY Winning Woman 2012, Fast Company's Most Creative People in Business, Fortune Most Innovative Women in Food and Drink 2015, the Gold Stevie Award for Female Entrepreneur of the Year, Amex Open Forum's Women to Watch, and the Marketers That Matter Award for Brand Building, Small Company. Previously, Golden was Vice President of Shopping and E-Commerce Partnerships at AOL, where she led the growth of its startup shopping business to a $1 billion enterprise. Kara also hosts the podcast The Kara Golden Show, and her first book, Undaunted, Overcoming Doubts and Doubters, was released in October of 2020 and became a Wall Street Journal and Amazon bestseller. Kara is also an active business speaker and writer, a member of C200, and a member of SF Bay YPO, the world's premier chief executive leadership organization. In 2016, she launched the Kara Network, a digital resource and mentoring platform for aspiring and established entrepreneurs. Kara Golden lives in the Bay Area with her family and three Labradors, and you can come by KaraGolden.com to learn more. That's KaraGolden. And that's going to do it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I do hope you do the same tomorrow, where I'll have another episode and where your optimal life awaits.